AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court is leaving Texas's new abortion law in place for now, and we'll hear arguments November 1st. It's over whether the federal government can sue Texas over the law. The AP's Mark Sherman is at the Supreme Court.
The justices have said very little so far about this case and about this latest stage of it, except that Justice Sotomayor did file a brief dissenting opinion today in which she said the law is plainly unconstitutional and the court should have stepped in to block it immediately.
The law in Texas bans abortions once cardiac activity is detected, usually around 6 weeks, and before some women even know they're pregnant. County Attorney Mike Freeman says a Minneapolis police officer, Brian Cummings, is facing manslaughter and vehicular homicide charges.
For his culpable and gross negligence in driving a squad car at 90 miles an hour in a residential neighborhood at 12:30 at night, and not slowing down adequately at the intersection which he was entering on a red light, and killing someone.
This happened back in July as Cummings was pursuing a stolen vehicle in Minneapolis. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden is going through the nitty-gritty to work out a deal on his tax and spending plan. The president has scaled down his plan for a reason.
The alternative is not a larger package. The alternative is nothing. So his objective is to continue to press forward, to bring the parties together, to get a historic package done.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the tangles of supply chains and shortages are just getting worse and will likely keep inflation elevated well into next year. People in Northern California are cleaning up and preparing for a massive storm this weekend that could bring flash flooding to areas scorched by fire. Rain and snow is expected through Monday. Stocks finished mixed, the Dow up 73 points. This is AP News. In response to President Biden's comments on Taiwan, China has said there is no room for compromise on the subject.
President Biden had commented that the U.S. will defend Taiwan if attacked by China. China's response was unwavering, as Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Weibin said no concessions will be given over the issue. He reasserted China's long-standing claim that the island is its territory. Wang went on to say that the Taiwan issue was an internal affair of China that allows no foreign intervention. I'm Karen Chamas.
A congressional ethics watchdog has concluded there is substantial reason to believe that the wife of Pennsylvania Congressman Mike Kelly used non-public information gained through her husband's position in Congress to earn thousands of dollars through a well-timed stock purchase, a likely violation of federal law and House rules. The company had threatened to shut down a plant in Kelly's district unless the Trump administration took action that would help make it more competitive. Ed Donahue, AP News.